This is KUT. Across Texas, universities are preparing to make concealed handguns a part of campus life. The state's campus carry law goes into effect August 1st. Under the law, public universities only have some power to regulate where guns are allowed on campus. As KUT's Vanessa Roncagno explains, UT Austin has been bolder than other state schools in designating gun-free zones, and the school's feeling the heat from pro-gun student groups.
In his office at the edge of the UT campus, Bob Harkins holds up a big black and white sign. It reads, in part, "Pursuant to Section 30-06, a person may not enter this property with a concealed handgun." As head of the school's campus carry implementation task force, Harkins is in charge of figuring out where to put signs like this one up on campus. He says he plans to put them a few places, like some labs.
Where we have a lot of explosive materials and our concern is an accidental discharge would cause some catastrophic event to occur.
Animal research facilities.
The reason is because particularly some of the larger animals can grab a gun.
Also places guns are typically banned by state law. Bars, police departments, polling places, preschools, college sports games, and nuclear reactors. Guns are also banned in dorms, with some exceptions. But they will be allowed in classrooms. Harkins says the signs target just a tiny part of the school's 50,000-some students, those few who have handgun licenses. And while he helps write the rules, he's hard-pressed to enforce them.
It's not my job to know who they are. It's their job to know what they can do and what they can't do. The burden is on them.
One place Harkins' signs won't hang? Professors' offices. UT Austin is allowing professors to designate their offices gun-free zones if they choose to, but they'll be telling students verbally. The national group Students for Concealed Carry is not happy about this part of the plan. Here's spokesman Michael Newburn.
If I go see that instructor, then I am basically disarmed the entire time I'm on campus because there's nowhere I can store my firearm while I'm in the instructor's office.
The group has a tactic to fight this.
We're encouraging students to show what other documentation that they can, whether that's video or anything, to show that this is happening so we can file complaints with the Attorney General's office.
And that's the group's regional director, Antonia Okfor. She says they're even considering paying students to produce this recorded evidence. The group's timing is strategic. Next week, the UT Board of Regents will decide whether to approve the Austin campus's regulations as they stand.
We're hoping that they heed the warning that Texas A&M and UT Tyler and other universities have heeded already and that they do not approve that.
With a two-thirds vote, the regents could change the policies. Vanessa Rancagno, KUT News.